Kuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 9 kuNcwabakazi 2024 ngoCape Stove. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe kakhuze ngalokho akwenza. Uhulumende owangena vele ebihlo ngandlebe namhlanje, 40 over 40 years.
Inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International ye-United Nations, isigodlo semelika eZimbabwe nabezokholo bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu kweleZimbabwe.
Sengiyabuza wathiwa umhlakathili wathathwa umsobho lapho isimu yami khona yilokhu siyayo. Kumele ukuthi yena achiye yona le indawo yami ngoba kakhiwo yakhe ngeyami. Thina sikela pha 81.
Izakhamizi zidlephana labalwa impi yenkululeko abathathela imizi ababathathela imizi lamadlelo. Lingakhuthwa isigaba somculo esewoza Friday. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye-Amnesty International, isigodlo somela elemelika eZimbabwe, umanyana wamazwe omhlaba owe-United Nations, amabandla ezokholo labanye bathi akumelanga eleZimbabwe libophe amahlayana abaphikisayo labalwela ilungelo likazulu. Imibiko le yethulwe kulabantu abedlula ikhulu abavalelwe e-remand prison besethezwa amacala okuqoqa ukutshengisela emgwaqweni ngesikhathi somhlangano we-SADC Summit kanye labatshengisela phandle komthethwandaba besola ukubotshwa kwabaphikisayo. Abezindaba abezim live babika njalo ukuthi abantu abahlome ngemibhobho egoqela ama-AK-47 bazame ukuthumba umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Trust Africa umnumzana Briggs Bomber namhla eHarare. Kubikwa njalo ukuba amapolisa adinga njalo abanye abaphikisayo okuthiwa bathuthozela udlakela. EleZimbabwe lizaqhuba umhlangano we-SADC Summit kusukela mhla ka-17 kunyanga yolale. Uze sihlaziye okwethulwe izinhlanganiso ezijeneyo nesigodlo semelika eZimbabwe kanye nokwenzakala elizweni lonke jikelele. Uthabuka Ncube uqoqelo nobhala jikelele webandla le-Freedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube yena othi inkuthazo le ilakho kungalalelwa.
Ubona kuyimibiko eqondileyo ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe kakhuzwe ngalokho akwenzayo. Uhulumende owangena vele elihlo ngandlebe namhlanje, 40 over 40 years, elokhu esenza into engaqondanga, into embi kakhulu. Umhlaba wonke lo ungawukhangela usuvuma ukuthi ukubusa kuyatshiyelwana, ngoba lokhu ku-about ukuhlala esikhundleni. I-South Africa, Botswana, Zambia, Mozambique, oSwaziland, oLesotho khonapho makhelwane, bonke bayatshintsha uhulumende. Thina yithi okungatshintsha uhulumende okumele umuntu azayegenqulwa.
Abanye eZimbabwe ikakhulu abalwela amalungelo oluntu bayakhala njalo bathi uhulumende usebethusela ngemva kokuba kubonakale izimota zamasosha zibhoda kanye lendizamtshina. Likubona njani konke lokho?
Ye, vele uhulumende lo uphila ngokwethusela. Uvele waphila njalo umbone senzogugura wundi, kwakuyikuthi abantu kabesabe bavume into ayifunayo. Umnankagwa njengoba esesikhundleni abantu kabamfuni. Uyakwazi futhi khona kuvele uyesaba uhleli ngovalo. Yikuzifaka esikhundleni kuvele kubi khonapho. Nxa uzifakile uzaphinda wesaba, ivini nxa ubona izithunzi ubalekele izithunzi ozibonayo, ngoba kawungenanga ngendlela.
Abanye abalwela amalungelo oluntu bakhala ngokuthi uhulumende uqakathekisa abantu bemzini esemisa amalungelo kaZulu. Libona njani lokho?
Akaqakathekisi abantu bemzini, uqakathekisa isikhundla. ukuhlala esikhundleni ngoba abantu bemzini ngabuya baqhakathekisa ngabe wenza lokho abantu bemzini abakwenzayo emizini yabo kodwa ke simbona esenza lokho abantu bemzini abangakwenziyo emizini yabo ngabantu abahloniphayo abahlonipha ilungelo loluntu lakho konke
umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube ngunobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye Freedom Alliance ubekhupha ecingweni lotaboka Ncube westudio 7 esejohannesburg wele South Africa siphinde saxoxa njalo ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Kudakwashe Musaka umkhokheli wenhlanganiso elelana lebandla lezanu PF eForever Associates Zimbabwe
I-US Embassy le-Amnesty International bake babhalela yini i-Britain ukuthi ikhiphe laba ababotshiwe e-Britain be-protest. Ngoba nxa bengakatsheli bona nti they should not pretend to be champions of democracy when it comes to Zimbabwe. They should let us run our own affairs as we see secure for our people, fit and secure for our people. I-government cannot watch abantu abayiphula umthetho ngoba kule US Embassy ezavala ultimate time ukuthi abantu bekhitshwe. Abantu bayiphula umthetho uhulumende ubonile through the security apparatus kule evidence yakhe iyabe iqinile against abantu bona labo. So laba bona nxa bengela i-evidence bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani akumelanga begijime ukubana bethi abantu bekhuluma.
Abanye bakhala ngokuthi abantu bemzini abezayo laba abesadiki babenza ukuthi kube lokubotshwa kwabantu okunje besithi kunxa kusiba labantu bemzini kuyamiswa na amalungelo abanye ukuze kwamukela abantu bemzini.
It's actually the other way around. Abantu laba ababotshiweyo bona nxa kulento efuna ukuyenzakala eZimbabwe kumbe kulabantu abemzini ababuyayo kumbe kulento esuke kuyihosta into esiyaziyo ukuthi bayaqalisa idrama yabo bayaqalisa uku-eka beqasa ukuba ngumsindo beqasa ufuna ukuvusa umsindo kwesinye isikhathi beqamba umsindo ukuthi bagidnetshiwe kwesinye isikhathi beqamba amanga ukuthi betshayiwe besenzela ukuthi ilizwe libe lamadaka lingcole.
Abanye bathi uhulumende sethusela abantu ikakhulu abalela amalungelo lontu bathi kubonakala izimota zamasotsha lendizamchina ezipatrolayo besithi lokhu sekuyikwethusela uzulu.
Ngawufuna ukwenza into embi yethuka ngawafuna ukwenza into embi yethuka abantu bazihambela sibili lapha santando every day bayazibona bazidlula ngoba akulanto embi afuna ukuyenza so wena nxa kulalokhu okubi ofuna ukukwenza kumele uyethuka.
Lo umkhokheli lo umnumzana Kudakwashe Musaka umkhokheli wenhlanganiso edlelana lebandla lezanu PF eForever Associates Zimbabwe obexoxa lotaboka Ncube weStudio 7 umphathi ntambo wendaba zekhaya umnumzana Zihambi Zihambi uthi abantu abathi bakhahlanyezwa ngamapholisa kumele beyemangala emapholiseni njalo eleZimbabwe lingeke liyekele ukubopha abantu ngenxa yomhlangano weSADC Summit.
America, VOA.
Izakhamizi ezihlala kuvillage 2A eNsuza esobelweni seMatoweleland North zilephana labantu bokuza abazicandela imizi besithi bangabebandla lezanu PF. Laba bantu bafaka imizi mahlayana lasemadlelweni njalo bahluthuna lensimu zabanikazi bengagqize qala. Kubika uEzra Jesus Banda.
Babuya ngobuningi bevela endaweni ezijeneze eZimbabwe bethatha umhlabathi kulindawo. Ngokuthatha amasimu kakhulu uSilingo Ndlovu oleminyaka engamashumi esishiyagalolunye lambili 92 ngabathi bangabalweli benkululeko kwenze izakhamizi zavusa umsindo zilwisana labantu laba. Uyakhala ukhulu Ndlovu uthi kakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani.
Ke ngiyabuza wathiwa umhlabathi wathathwa ngusobhuku. Lapho isimu yami khona yilokhu isiyayo. Kumele ukuthi yena achiye yona indawo yami ngoba kashiwo yakhe ngeyami. Nafike lapha 81.
Ingane kaNdlovu uthi Mkhosi Ndlovu udingwa yilaba bantu okuthiwa bafuna ukususela amanzi.
Ucele ukuthi izakhamuzi zincedise ngoba ubaba ufike kule ndawo. Eseselijaka la esaqinile njengami.
Unkosikazi Dhoze Ncube ongumakhelwane kaNdlovu uthi laba bantu bebedinga umntakaNdlovu ngamehlo abomvu.
UngamntakaNdlovu wamswela wathi awuhambile. Bathi umtshele ukuthi asifunda kumbona ichazi kuyena lani ndawo. Bathi bangama ovethi. Ukhulu wahamba emapholiseni. Wafaka amapholisa athi buyela.
Banengi abakhala ukuthathelwa imizi lamasimu abo. Ugogo Mancube uthi walwa lonobhala webandla lezanu PF kulindawo ezama umthathela umhlaba wakhe.
Sodenzima esuza lapha sithesifika de ku right. Ufika ukuthi sokulomuntu ofakwela. Ungathi uyavuza umuntu yakutshela ukuthi uphe ngomunye. Uzanyamalala. Uzangona ukucrossfire. Siyakutshela lokhu thina. Mina sivele sendindele ukufa vele siyakutshela khona ukuthi uyangena crossfire lapha Msalukazi.
Mzana Melody Sibandana ngomunye wabazihlalisa kule ndawo.
Nami la mazwi amaningi umntwana omncane ngingahambeli phambili kwezinye izinto kodwa kusalayo. Konoko okukhulunywa yikho okwenzakalayo mina angila amaningi.
Umkhokheli webandla lezanuPF kule ndawo omunye ezekamizi ezithi ubisa abantu bokuza ebathengisela umhlabathi umnzana Njalana Mangobongoro Moyo uthi akafakanga muntu kule ndawo wathunywa inkokheli yebandla lakhe ukuthi ibone uhlelo lokuhlalisa kutsha abantu.
Holy team khulu nguye wandandayo la. Ngithe sembulawa ngamehlo, semvela esibhedlela, semvela phalamehlo, ngafika abantu sebefakwe baba yizenkeleni. So mina kwaphi icala lami yilipi? Ukhona usobhuku wababizayo.
Usobhuku wakule ndawo kavele 2A, umnumzana Luther Chuma, uthi abantu bezanuPF sebazifakela omunye usobhuku.
Sesixabana, basithathela lamasimu, basivala le migwaqo, basivalele yonke into.
Usobhuku obikwayo ethathela abantu umhlabathi, umnumzana Thomas Pedzi, encedisana nalowo othi wayengumlweli wenkululeko, umnumzana Walter Ncube, bayalile ukukhuluma le Studio 7. Ukhansila wakule ndawo umnumzana Thabiso Zololo Moyo, uthi abantu bezanuPF bazenzela santando ensuza, bethengisa izitanda.
As a member of the party, you are allowed to say to any Jack and Jill, just sell even 10,000 rands, 12,000 rands to 15,000 rands. Ama police alapha, 2 out of 10 are illegal settlers. I police angali zaba illegal settlers. Liniwe indawo yowakha umuzi under the tree by any ordinary person. Do you think is that a police?
Umphenitambo wesebenza emathele North njalo umgcinisalo webandla lezanuPF kulesi sabelo esigoqela indawo leyo yensuza uthi ngamanga luhlaza ukuthi abantu abathathela abanye indawo zokuhlala bathunywa libandla lakhe.
Ngabantu abazenzelayo ngoba abafaki abantu mahhala babe babhadalisa. Konke lokhu kuyikuganga. So thina njengephathi, njengegovernment kumele iphathe emathebeleni ethi kumele uhulumende asithumele umuntu ezephathi uhambe egamula. Lawo bantu kufuze bereporte emaphoyiseni.
Izakhamizi eziningi ensuza zithi zihlalele evalweni zisesaba ukuba zizathathelwa imizi ngabantu bokuza okuthiwa basetshenziswa ngabanye abantu abakubandla lezanuPF. Yibana Studio 7 ensuza igamana ngu-Ezra Jesus Bar.
Okwamanje sike sizwe imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Kusukela ngomfumfu nyakenye, abasamuki beqembu leHouthi abasekelwa ngohulumende waseIran bahlezi behlasela imikhumbi ethwala impahla edlula eBab al-Mandab phakathi kolwandle lweRed Sea leGulf of Aden. Abahlamuki laba bona abasekela iqembu leHamas futhi bephikisa ele-Israel balezikhali ezigoqela amabhomba lama-drone asebewasebenzise ukuhlasela imikhumbi engamajumi ayisikhombisa. Sebebulele abantu abane abasebenza emikhumbini njalo bathumba abanye besithi bafuna kumiswe impi ephakathi kweHamas le-Israel. Ngokutsho kogatsha lwe-Israel olubona ngezomvikela, kuze kube namuhla abeHouthi sebehlasele ele-Israel besebenzisa izikhali zemoyeni kuze hlakalo ezedlula amakhulu amabili. Inyathelo elihle lokwenqabela iqembu eliyingozi ikulincitsha ithuba lokuhlasela. Kudaba lwamaHouthi, lokho kutsho ukuvimbela leli qembu ukuthenga izikhali. Njengoba izikhali ezinengi ezisetshenziswa ngamaHouthi zivela kwele Russia, eChina lakwele Iran, ukuvimba ikhono lokuhambisa lezi zikhali ngenye yendlela zokwenqabela leli qembu ukuzifinyelela. Ngakho, ugatsha lwe-US State Department solwethese abantu ababili izijeziso zenotho kanye lamankampani amane aphatheke kudaba lokuthengwa kwalezi zikhali. Inkampani yakuqala i-Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited. Inkampani yakwele Yemen le iphathise amaHouthi ukuthenga izikhali kwele China lama-drone. Enye njalo inkampani ephansi kwayo esebenzela kwele China ele Guangzhou Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited yaphatheka ekuthengweni kwalezi zikhali. IGuangzhou Al-Shahari ilawulwa inkampani yeHong Kong Al-Shahari United Corporation Limited. Womathathu amankampani la etheswe izijeziso zenotho phansi kweziqondiso ze-Executive Order 13224. U-Ahmed Kaleya Yaya Al-Shahari laye wetheswe izijeziso ezifanayo ngoba eyisiphathamandla se-Hong Kong Al-Shahari. Usomabhizimusi wakwele Yemen, uMeha Yaya Mohammed Mutaha Al-Kinai, ungumqondisi wenkampani ye-Yemen Telecommunication Asset Company for Information Technology. Okuyinkampani ephathisa iqembu le-Houthi ekuthengeni izikhali. U-Al-Kinai lenkampani yakhe labo betheswe izijeziso zenotho ngesizathu sokuphathisa ama-Houthis. Ngenxa yezijeziso lezi, impahla yabo yonke efinyelelwa nguhulumende weMelika isibanjiwe. Ama-Houthis asebenza lamazwe afana lele China le Hong Kong ukuthenga izikhali eziyingozi. Kutsha umnumzana Brian E. Nelson, isiphathamandla sogatsha lwe-Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. Uqhubeke wathi, ele Melika lizaqhubeka lijezisa labo abancedisa ama-Houthi ukwenza imisebenzi emibi.
Le imibono kahulumende weMelika.
Abadala bathi ithukelwa ebandla. Nansi ithuba mahlabezulu kuhlelo Live Talk. Maviki wonke ngovulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu. Sihlaziya kwenzakala elizweni lasemhlabeni jikelele. Ingxoxo ezijulileyo lengcwethu zezombusazwe, ezomnotho, ezokulima, ezabesifazana abasakhulayo lokunye. Ngolwesibili silani ke nje.
Lilami uThabo Kancube, ontanga, Let Us Connect and Network, kuhlelo The Connection.
Ngolwesithathu ke,
kuhlelo Diaspora Forum, lapho esikhangela khona ukuphila kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphandle kwelizwe. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo, ngizophisana noJonga Kandemiri.
Ngolwesine khona kwenzakalani?
Sigcina kweziphathelane lentuthuko kuhlelo Asiyihluzeni Bomama. Lilami uzithandekile Mhlanga, sizophisana lomunye wami uMavela Sinhlanga Nyahuye.
Sihlanganeni kuLiveTalk ngo-8 o'clock kusukela ngoMvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ku-Studio 7 Voice of America. Sisakaza kuRadio, kuFacebook nakuwebpage yethu ethi www.voandebele.com.
Izakhamizi zenkayi Gwanda Jolojo lezinye izigaba eMatabeleland zithakazelela inhlelo ezigoqela ezokulima lezokunika uzulu ukudla eziqhutshwa nguhulumende weMelika, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Uhulumende weMelika ebambisana lohlangothi olubona ngenswelo zikaZulu olwe-United States Agency for Development lezinye uqhuba uhlelo olwaziwa ngokuthi amalima loko esigabeni seBhinga Wange Lupane Nkayi leCholocho kulemizi efika phose inkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisichiyangalombili 67,000 ephansi kohlelo lolu olukhangelane lokuthi kube lokudla okwanele abalambayo sikhathi sonke, njalo kusetshenziswa indlela ezichiyeneyo zokuhwebisa uZulu ukudla kanye lezokulima. Lungakasungulwa uhlelo lolu kwakulolubizwa ngokuthi ngamalima olwaluleza khamizi ezedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 118,000 ebulilima eGwanda eMangwe leCholocho. Kulabantu abaningi abathi ziyanceda kakhulu inhlelo lezi. Omunye wabathakazelela inhlelo lezi ngunkosikazi Sihle Nhliziyo ohlala emadlozi enkayi esabelweni seMathebeleland North.
Sihola eGwelutshena clinic, sihola amafutha leporridge. Sokusincedise kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Thandekile Ndebele laye uthi waqala ukuthola amafutha lempuphu yelambazi elenyanga ezine ezithwele.
Ukuhola lokhu sokusincedise kakhulu. Kuncedise kakhulu uSiya ngendlela engimangalisayo la. USiyabonga usethola ukudla okulomsoco. Uyakhula kuhle sibili.
Uhlelo lweAmalima loko lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda abantu abaningi ngesikhathi sendlala enkulu eZimbabwe ebangwa isikhudumezi somkhathi eseEl Nino. Umqondisi weRural Communities Empowerment Trust, uMnumzana Vumani Ndlovu, uthi uhlelo lolu luhle kakhulu.
Indlala ivele igxile ebantwini bonke. Kungakho ke ukunika abantu abalutshwana kwenza abanye inengi lisale liphakathi kwendlala esabekayo.
Ingcwethi kwezomumo womkhathi lokwenqabela ingozi, uMnumzana Everson Ndlovu, ongumbalisi ekolitshini yemfundo yaphezulu eNational University of Science and Technology, uncoma inhlelo ezehlukeneyo eziqhutshwa nguhulumende weMelika eMathebeleland.
Engikujabulelayo ngalolu hlelo futhi sisakhuluma nge-improved nutrition ikuthi lutagete omama abazithweleyo, omama abamunyisayo, labantwana ba-under 5, labantu abadala sebekhulile. Njalo abadala ngoba sebelima kuma-irrigation sebekwanisa lokuzifidela abantu ababo esikolweni.
Isikhulumi se-Amalima loko uMnumzana Keith Moyo uthi uhlelo lolu lokutholisa ukudla abesifazana abazithweleyo, abamunyisayo labantwana.
Sisebenza njalo ngokuthuthukisa umsoco wokudla kwabantwana. Okunye esikusebenzayo yikukhuthaza ukuhlanzeka emizini nokukhuthaza ukumelana lokuguquka kwesimo sezulu ngokuphatha kuhle imithambo yemvelo kanye lezokulima ngendlela ezifaneleyo.
Ezinye inhlangothi ezikuhlelo lolu ngeBureau of Humanitarian Assistance ebambisana le-CNFA. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo uIsaac Mpofu loLutendo Nyahora abamele eZimbabwe emidlalweni ye-2024 Paris Olympics bakhangelelwe ukuba bazancintisana labadabuka kwamanye amazwe emidlalweni wokugijima umango omude kusasa kweFrance. Ababili laba bathi bazimisele ukuthola imendulo ezilohlonzi. Okwamanje akula ngitsho loyedwa odabuka eZimbabwe usethole imendulo emidlalweni le. Zokwesikhathi zokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsapp.
Basakazi, basakazi, itshona njani basakazi? Hayi, siyashora basakazi. Jabula kakhulu basakazi, ngisinikeza iindaba ezimnandi basakazi. Jabulela kulabo abasisapotayo impela ngento eyenzakala ezimbi. Silapha mpela eSouth Africa but siyahlupheka. Walubona mpela uhlupho. Inkinga enginayo ukuthi bona labo iziphathamandla ezimbiza ngobaba umnango wakho. Akangizowani kwembiza sithi u-Emmerson Mtambudza umnango wakho akazi. Izothiwa ngubaba. Kwabe uthotha umuntu wangikhona omncane umnango wakho. Yena umdala. Njengoba azibona nje zonke nje imihlathi le yomile. But azosithi baba kumnango wakho. Izolamikuphela mezingethusayo. Oyena uyebiza umnango wakho ngobaba. Ayi, nami ngiyakuqala. Lo mbuso njalo. Abanye abantu babiza ama-president amagama. But inandimbiza ngobaba. Yiko kuphela kwenza ukuthi igcine ibopha abantu ngoba lithi ngubaba.
Livuka njani litshona njani basakazi bam bakaStudio 7? Linjani khonapho boGibbs bonke linjani khona ngapho kwele America? Lokhuluma ngucetshwayo Sibanda ngilapha eSouth Africa. Into engiloku engimangaza loku engilalela inews zikaStudio 7 everyday. Ngizwa ukuthi hayi ukuthi iZimbabwe ithi umnanga kwekabuyile again. Mhlawumbe kunomuntu ongajabulela ukuthi ilizwe liyalungiswa ukuthi kulungiyara. Iharele kade yalunga. Now we visit what is the seat of industry because woke ama industry sasilanga kobulawayo saya hayara sinani tina kobulawayo abantu bakithi bayaxaka manje
siyabezwa lapha okuthiwa ngama youth ezandlo okuthiwa ngumunashe lo umntana ongangawo eshungela ngqondo ole kukhande ixiga njengelentethe ukusitshela ngemgwaqo elungiswa eHarare sihlale eHarare thina sonke Hayi ndiyani yabo sijayela kanti. Into ezibhezo kuvala abantu bemzini amehlo lezo into elingazayitshola liphakama ngazo esithi umnankaka kumele azivusele kuze kuyefika ku-2030. Yho, hayi abantwana abangangani kuyanyanyisa njani ukubeza yokukhuluma into enyanyekayo njengaloo. Laloo layo ukhuluma izolo kuthiwa ngoDube, kuthiwa ngoBhedi Dube, kuthiwa ngubani wakoDube loo layo. Hayi thina mani lana-ke liyenza into ezile ngqondo mani. Ha.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imbono yabo.
Gigi Waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday.
Uhlelo Waza Friday liviki silekambule isambulo gospel lelikambu. Lidabuka eTsholotsho kodwa lichula likwele South Africa. Lapha liphethe indlalete lalo lokuqala elesihloko esithi Baba Lazaro. Njalo lithi lizakwethula elesibili ekupheleni kwenyanga. Nangumholi waleli qembu uLungisani Mpofu exoxa noNtukameli Gomo weStudio 7.
Bazalwane ngilanga selela iJerusalema, 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 iJerusalema.
Ngiyabingelela kuzindawo zonke elikuzo abantu bakaThixo. Ngizazisa nami emphakathini ngizethula ukuthi nami ngikwazi ukungena ebantwini ikho engingakudlulisa okwasekuqaleni.
Ukuthenga umculo wenu kumbe ukuxhumana lani balithola njani?
Inamba engizoyishiya ithi 081 003 468. Inamba esitholakala kuyo kuWhatsApp nakuma-calls iyatholakala. Siyabonga futhi ukuthi uma lingaseluleka izandla lisichase ukuze nathi sikhule.
Abalandeli ubatshela wapha amazwi?
Kubalandeli bakhulisa abaculi bakithi kuze nathi sibe nento enhle ezweni lakithi. Kuzindawo zonke noma ungabe uwuphi umculo ufanele ukuthi asapothwe, njalo ufanele ukuthi abantu bamnikeze ithuba bazwisise lokho abe esuka eza nako nokuthi bamsapote bamkhulise. Bese ngibonga kubaphathi bomsakazo weStudio 7 ozama ngamandla onke ukuphakamisa abaculi noma ukuveza abaculi bakithi emphakathini. Bonke abasebenza ngemisakazo ngabe ngahlala bekwenza lokho
bazalwane ukuphila kuye lathi abaningi belu abaningi belu abaningi belu sebafa ngenaye uJesu abaningi belu abaningi belu sebafa abaningi belu sebafa ngenaye uJesu abaningi belu abaningi belu sebafa abaningi belu sebafa ngenaye uJesu abaningi belu abaningi belu sebafa abaningi belu sebafa ngenaye uJesu bazalwane ukuphila kunye lathi ubuso bazalwane ukuphila kunye lathi abaningi belu abaningi belu
siyawankhulu uNtukameli Gomo elulungisana Impofu umfanekaya uyashaya sibili. Siyabonga kakhulu Mpofu. Yes, singakayehlukani wothi siboneke esilakho. We love to come to the next stop in the 2024 Paris Olympics. izindaba zethu ebezikhokhela namhlanje. Inhlanganiso ye-Amnesty International ye-United Nations, isikhondo seMelika eZimbabwe labo zokholo bakhala ngokubotshwa mahlana kwabantu kwele Zimbabwe. Sikuqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oludlalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembu osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.